Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, a initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our small business spotlight today is shining on Eden and Gray Design and Build. Now, this is two companies that, well, they decided that they would merge, and it so just so happens that these two people that merged their two companies happen to be in the same bedroom together on a regular basis. We welcome to our studios once again Hannah Shiplett, and this is the first time that we have met her husband, John. Welcome, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So tell us, Hannah, you are a designer. You design interiors and houses and things like this. So tell us how all this happened.
So John has, like you said, been around for quite some time. We've been married for 10 years. So I had my business separate from his, Eden and Gray Interiors. And I focus primarily on commercial and small residential projects. And so that was going on. And from time to time, I'd need a handyman or someone to help me build something. And I knew John, and I always said I knew a guy.
I know
so,
John. Yeah.
I brought him in on some projects. And at first, I was a little hesitant. I didn't know if I really could work with him because a lot of married couples can't work together.
Sure.
And so then we would take on a few projects. And then just this last year, we thought we should make this a regular thing. We're having fun.
So. Yeah. So this is, you guys are like the new classy couple. You know, we'll get a TV show.
We'll take that.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll
take that.
Yeah, we'll take it. Call us.
Would that be cool? What is it called? HGTV? Yeah,
yes,
we'll get a hold of those guys and say, hey, you know, come to Iowa and see what's going on. Well, John, tell us about you. We know a little bit more about Hannah, but we haven't had this opportunity.
Oh, man. I don't know even where to start. I kind of just fell into it and started out buying rental property, actually. And
rehabbing.
And rehabbing, yeah. And so kind of doing my own thing, then did some property management, and then started taking on light sort of construction work. I've sort of been involved in construction for probably about the last 15 years or so. And then the last couple of years starting to do some stuff on my own. And then it was rough in the beginning with Hannah and I, so in terms of working on the same projects. So.
Sure.
We had to sort of navigate that. That's sort of why it took so long for us to merge everything together. But now we've kind of got a mutual respect for each other's, you know, trade. And so it's been working out really well.
When we talk about design build, are you building stick houses too? Is that the goal, or where are we at here with this?
Yeah, we have, and we would still. So it's one of those things where for us, we like to be involved in projects that people want to just kind of dissect the whole project and really kind of think through it from start to finish as far as like how is this going to function for them, like what their life it looks like and how the space can fully facilitate their life.
So you're building around the person rather than having the building.
Correct.
Fit, right. Got
yeah.
It.
So that we're taking that concept and it could be, you know, if it's a new construction, a residential new construction, either a tenant build out maybe for a business or
an in-home remodel.
And yeah, just a residential like kitchen and bath. That's kind of what we're focusing on this year. So.
We just had Lance Hansen in before you, Remax Concepts, and we were talking about the housing dearth. There's just not much here in Des Moines, in the metro, that you can find under $250,000, and there's lots of stuff over $350,000, but as you get in the more affordable rate, $190,000 to $220,000 or something like that, there's just not much out there.
Mm-hmm.
So people are opting. And they're also looking at higher interest rates, particularly because the 10-year TINO went up today again, highest level in the past 5 years. So that's going to have an impact on mortgage rates. So maybe many people are going to say, hey, you know, we're going to stay put.
And that's what we're seeing. And we've talked to a lot of sources, too, about where to focus our efforts. And that's why we are also just diving into kitchens and baths, because a lot of people want to stay where they're at and just kind of fix up what they have going on already, or even people looking for first-time homes that want to get in and just remodel those things right away before.
Hannah Shiplett, ladies and gentlemen, and John Shiplett. It is Eden and Gray Design Build. When we talk about those two areas, bathrooms and kitchens, John, those tend to be some of the more higher-priced items, don't they, when you're doing a remodel?
Yes, but it works out well because, you know, it add so much value then to the house. So it's really kind of a pretty easy sell in terms of, you know, we're not trying to push someone to do anything beyond what their budget is, but what's nice about it is their money is just really well spent. And kitchens and baths are, you know, really the centerpiece of the home. Or not baths so much, but the kitchen for sure is where people tend to you know, hang out and just kind of do their life. So,
right. We had a news story, Hannah, not too very long ago that was talking about kitchens, as a matter of fact, kitchen remodels. And one of the concerns was you don't want to be too trendy with what it is that you're doing, because if you do go for a resell, that could actually take away from the value of the property, because they're going, oh, wait a minute, you know, back in the day, back in the 80s, you know, there was mauve, the jewel-colored toned thing, mauve and gray or burgundy and green and those kinds of things. And the moment you go into a house that has that, you're going, oh, yeah, well, this is not going to work. So is that wise? Is it wise to stay away from the trends?
There's a lot of studies that show if you're going for resale and you think you're going to move in the next 5 years, that blue kitchens, not necessarily the cabinets, but blue walls, like a nice gray blue, is actually a really nice color for resale.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And also just sticking with neutrals as much as you can.
Yeah.
If you're going to stay there longer, I really try to encourage people to do what they love, because trends come in and out and it'll eventually cycle back. So if you're not too concerned about resale, you know, you can get a little bit more into your personal style. But sometimes that's something that will catch your eye. If you're selling in West Des Moines or Johnson and some of those homes that are looking similar, that could be just a thing to make it stand out when people are looking at your home.
What's the hot trend in kitchen cabinetry now, John? Is it all over the board?
Dude, that's not a question for me.
You're just building
it.
Right? You say, okay, Hannah, what is it? What is hot?
Yeah. People are still loving white kitchens, but I'm seeing a little bit of a departure from that, because some people want really low maintenance. And so if that's the case, then go with a darker tone on the bottom. You're seeing a little bit more gray cabinets coming in and some wood cabinets coming back in. So a mix of wood and white together.
You know what I've seen that I really like? And I've seen it in my neighborhood, as a matter of fact. People are opting for these clear garage doors. Are you seeing some of that in other places too? It's just kind of very modern looking. You got to have the right house for it.
You've got to have a cleaner garage, too, in case the lights are on at night. But it is very pretty.
It gives it
a nice modern look, especially if the garage is on the front of the house.
Exactly. And that's where these are, and it's on the front of the house. And, of course, then I've seen several houses that are doing some really unique things with their address and putting some wood and some slats and some other things that really modernize a 1950s home or 1960s home and make it very, very nice.
Definitely lighting, too, is something to look at if you want something just to give it an upper class or just a unique look. That's a place to spend your money.
So are you guys going to be trolling the home show this weekend, seeing if you can find some
new
stuff?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Kinda got it on our schedule.
I can well imagine. So when we talk about getting a hold of you, and this is our small business spotlight, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk about emerging business. Who do you want to talk to? Everybody? Are there big projects, little projects?
Our specialty and what we're working towards, that we have kind of a this year goal and then a future goal. We love kitchens and bathrooms. So that would be a good, if you're looking to redo that, that would be a nice contact for us. And then we really want to get into new construction where people want a fully custom house. So if they want someone to kind of hold their hand, do all the legwork as far as finding all the finishes and putting those together, take the stress out of it, let us kind of make it really custom to you and the land that you find, and just make a really unique creation, sort of like a South of Grand type look, but in a new construction way.
Very nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we will share your website and share this loud and far all over the place so that individuals can find out more about Eden and Gray Design and Build, Hannah and John Shiplett. Thanks for doing this, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good to have you here, as always. You'll have to make another return visit another year and tell us where you're at.
Sounds good.
Building the Taj Mahal someplace.
That's it.
Got it. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks very much for hanging out with us. We had quite a full day today. We had not only Lance Hansen in, we were also talking with Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association. Spent some time with Hannah and John Shiplett talking about what they're doing when it comes to creating new spaces for your home. All right, we're going to have to clear on out of here for Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer. He's doing the dialing thing and making sure that this gets out on the radio and on the podcast each and every day. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson, the program director for the radio station. is not only, it's Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, and the general manager for the Des Moines radio stations is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back tomorrow, God willing, at 5 o'clock with more on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Until then, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe out there. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, do this for us. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.